here she is. Never mind.
Welcome to Arizona Boomer Radio with the Boomer and the Babe. Arizona Boomer Radio gives voice to 1.4 million boomers throughout the Grand Canyon State and beyond. Each show has a different guest and a different topic. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now, here are the hosts of the show, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown. And this is Arizona Boomer Radio with the Boomer and the Babe, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown. And I'm Pete Peters. Deborah Brown is, as we say, and I have been saying a lot lately, is on assignment. She's taking care of some of the other very important projects that the Boomer and the Babe are involved in. And we just want to make sure that everybody understands that she's normally here, but the normal is getting to be less and less lately, so we're going to have to shake her up a little bit and get her to come in and visit with us again. This is Thursday, October 2nd, 2012, and we are broadcasting from our studios in Sun City, Arizona. I'm Pete Peters, as I mentioned, and I invite you to go to boomerandthebabe.com, see everything else that the Boomer and the Babe is involved in beyond doing these radio shows. We have a special guest today. Her name is Patty Coleman. She's president of About Face Products, a company that provides unique aging products and resources that try to help you look and feel more refreshed and beautiful in the morning. Patty is a beauty sleep expert and sought-after public speaker, boasting over 16 years of experience in the fields of beauty and in health. Patty Coleman, welcome to the Boomer and the Babe Show.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad we made the connection.
Terrific. I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
It's nice to have you here. Why don't we start out with, if Deborah had been here, she would be asking you for your two-minute movie. And by that she means, I think she says it's a laser shot as to what you have been doing prior to what you're doing now and prior to what brought you to our radio show. But what is your background and some history, as much of it as you feel comfortable telling us?
Absolutely. Well, I've had over 15 years in the beauty and skincare industry. I started with selling various different products and product lines, many of which are quite well known to the public. But I won't talk about their names. And the last 5 years I spent with being a top seller of a natural line of products, skincare products, and they were fantastic. And I just got more and more excited about being involved in the skincare and beauty industry. And that just basically led me to looking into what causes wrinkles, what causes aging, which things we can be proactive about, what things we can control and what things we can't. And that's what led me to really find out that sleeping on your face is one of the major causes of permanent sleep lines and wrinkles. All these products that we use, which are many, of course, are fantastic, and the anti-aging and beauty industry, as we know, is just a phenomenal industry, billions and billions of dollars spent a year on products. But there was nothing out there when I did research on sleep wrinkles. I was told by a doctor when I asked him why I had more wrinkles on one side of my face, and was told very quickly and kind of nonchalantly that I must be sleeping on my face, and that this was one of the causes of permanent sleep lines and wrinkles. And that led me to do some research on this, which, of course, there was a vast amount of research on sleeping on your face and the damage that it does cause, especially as we get a little older. It's a preventative product, the wrinkle prevention pillow, which I'll talk about soon, but that as we get a little older, we begin to lose collagen and elastin in our skin, and that's where the damage comes in of the pressure of your face being pressed into the pillow. So I began to do this research, and that's what led me to find all the information and then, of course, create and manufacture and invent the wrinkle prevention pillow.
Well, I guess this gives new meaning to the term in your face.
Absolutely. Wrinkles into your face.
Exactly. Well, I was on your website, and I looked at this article here. I guess it was a blog post that you did back in June, Natural Ways to Help You Sleep.
Sure.
And I'd like to go through that one. And then there's also the other thing that I saw on your website was common habits.
Yes.
According to Glamour magazine, that cause you to be up all night.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So let's discuss those for starters, and then as we wrap up the show, we'll get a little bit more detail about your pillow and how it works, and what other products you have, and so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
And we'll give you an option, a chance to do your shameless self promotion. How's that?
Of course. Well, yes, I definitely recommend trying all types of natural ways to help you sleep versus prescriptions and medication and over-the-counter, which have addictive qualities to them and usually leave you a bit groggy in the morning. So some of the natural remedies that I recommend, of course, many people will be familiar with melatonin. And melatonin is a natural hormone that's made by our body's pineal gland. And many experts say it can safely help you sleep. And that it may have some immune-stimulating and antioxidant benefits. So, but I also want to preface it that, as with any medication, even natural, it's best to consult your doctor before taking it. Also, darkness, when you close your eyes and the room is dark, darkness is when you begin to produce natural melatonin.
Okay, Patty, let me ask you on the melatonin while we're on the issue.
Yeah.
The melatonin, where do you get that? Is that a prescription from your doctor? Is that at natural health food stores? And what are some of the, you mentioned that it's always a check with your doctor, but are there any precautions with using melatonin?
Actually, the melatonin can be found in any health food store, vitamin store, and probably most CVS and general pharmacies and stores like that. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know the prescribed dosage that's best for each person, nor would I give my expertise on that. I just think that's, if you go into most pharmacies and you can speak with the doctor there or the pharmacist there, they'll give you a recommendation based on your weight and your age and your experience with taking things like this, natural hormones and natural products, to see how your body reacts. So that's something I do. It's not a dangerous drug, but when you are taking anything that affects your body, I have experience in beauty and sleep and skin, but I don't have experience in that area. So I would recommend that they speak with a professional.
So it is something that is readily available over the counter.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. And there's various dosages that they recommend.
Yeah, now, you were mentioning something about darkness having to do with the development or the
yes,
the holding
of melatonin. Yes, when it's dark, your body starts to produce natural melatonin. So that's why I actually have an eye mask on my website, a beautiful lavender sleep eye mask that helps produce darkness. That's why eye masks are very popular and help with sleep. And so we do recommend that before you go to sleep, your room is as dark as possible. If I have time to discuss the do's and don'ts of going to sleep, darkness will be one of the do's to help you get a good night's sleep. And one of the reasons is because it helps relax your mind, but it also helps produce natural melatonin. Your body does produce natural melatonin, and that's stimulated by darkness.
So there's good reason why they in hospitals and so on and so forth, they turn the lights out at night.
Yes, definitely. People don't realize the correlation that why do we want darkness? Well, we think, we won't be distracted. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. You won't be distracted when your mind's racing. It helps if there's not off distractions of a light or an alarm clock. I recommend people turn, if they have a clock, turn it the other way. Anything you can do to help relaxation. And again, the natural production of melatonin occurs with the onset of darkness.
We seem to be kind of on the topic of sleep, the sleep environment. One of the other things that I saw on the other blog post that you had written was having to do, I think, something with the temperature of the room.
Right. Well, I wanted to just make one other point about the darkness.
Sure.
And according
to
the National Sleep Foundation, so a dark bedroom contributes to better sleep, and our natural sleep cycle begins with the onset of darkness. And what I have on my blog is that our brain reacts by converting serotonin, which is the chemical of wake mindfulness into melatonin, which is the chemical of sleep and restoration. So that's just a last-minute point. And I'm sorry, you were talking about what was the last question?
No, I mentioned one of the other points as far as the sleep environment in the room itself. One of the things I also, I think I read it, it wasn't on your blog, it was certainly somewhere else, with
about
regard
temperature.
To the temperature of the room.
Yeah, that's on my blog, too. It just discusses that, sleeping in a room that's too warm, will not leave you as rested as you think. Temperatures above 60 degrees do not send your brain the right signal to fall asleep. So you don't want it too hot, even though you think of like a warm bath, which is a great way to help relax. But you don't want your room too warm. So it's just that's just a general thing, is that sleeping in a room that's too warm can prevent a deep sleep. So you don't want to be hot and sweating and tossing from side to side because you're hot.
Well, here again, this is something that I have learned through some experience, but one of the experiences I had was when my father was in hospice. And he was nearing the end of days, and the room that he was being kept in, they kept it very cool,
mm-hmm.
and to the point that my mother had to wear a sweater,
mm-hmm.
and it was the dead of summer here in Arizona, and so the question was asked, well, why is it so cool in here? Why do you keep it so cool? And they say, because it helps with the breathing. It makes it easier to breathe, and you don't labor when you
mm-hmm.
breathe. So it's, and I likened it immediately, and I likened it in this conversation, to right now, today, when I step out of the office and I step into the Arizona sunshine and heat and some humidity, all of a sudden everything just goes, and you start to you have that reaction. And that's not a good reaction when you're trying to sleep.
No, and breathing is a very interesting topic regarding sleep. I mean, it is, let's face it, it's hard to turn our minds off when we get in bed. You know, we have thoughts of what's happened during the day, what we need to do next. You know, they're running through our mind. So taking deep breaths and focusing on each breath and how it travels through your body can often help you relax and begin to fall asleep. And I try and teach this to my husband, who's a tosser and a turner with what he has to do the next day. But I try and teach him that if you just lie down and those thoughts are going to come back, they're going to race in, but you just begin by taking slow and steady breaths. And you try to focus on your thoughts and on your natural inhale and exhale rhythm. And you'll feel your body and your mind start to calm down. It doesn't mean those thoughts won't pop in, but you don't have to pay for breathing.
Yeah,
so it's free, and it's in our control to control how it helps us slow us down. Even it doesn't have to just be at night. It's whenever there's a stressful situation, if you can just stop and take very deep breaths, that does help to relax the body.
Well, it's interesting when there is also something that I read some time ago. All of a sudden, these things are coming to my mind when I'm talking to you about this stuff. But it's also the case where if you have pain, if you have
mm-hmm.
a toothache or
it's so true.
A headache or whatever, or a twisted ankle that you've applied ice to and whatever, and you're in bed and it's still bothering you.
Yes.
Try to control your breathing. You try to slow everything down. And
absolutely.
At one point, I read something where somebody said, embrace the pain. I just
mm-hmm.
want that bounce.
Breathe pain. Into it.
Yeah, breathe into it. And also they were saying, talk to the pain. Say, you are the best pain I've ever had. I have had worse pains than you, but you're one of the best. And
oh, I don't know if I could do that. I'll have to try that.
I don't know that I can
do
that.
I don't know.
Either.
Depends on the level of the pain.
Yeah. Well, and if my sister was saying that, and Aunt Deborah heard me saying that, she'd say, what is wrong with you?
Right. Well, there's so many benefits of sleep that people don't realize. I mean, I do talk a lot about how sleep correlates to beauty and skin and aging and looking more youthful. But if you're more interested in health, some facts are that our heart rate goes down between 10 and 30 beats per minute when we sleep. And this produces a decline in our blood pressure, which is wonderful and occurs when we sleep. So that's one of the health benefits, is a lowered blood pressure when we sleep. And one thing that people don't realize is that there's been a lot of recent research and findings and proof that that not getting enough sleep, lack of sleep, can lead to gaining weight and
yes.
chronic obesity.
Yes.
And the reason is because sleep affects hormones, and it controls our glucose and our metabolism and our appetite. But the more obvious reason is because when you don't get enough sleep or you don't get enough constant sleep, we all know you're just more prone to craving sugar, having a candy bar, a fatty food to help. What you're looking for is to be more awake, and that's, of course, what an immediate fix of sugar is going to do for you. And it also just makes us have poor choices. We just don't make as many good choices when we are tired. It lessens our ability to think clearly and stick on our plan. So that's an interesting correlation between weight and getting a good night's sleep.
Well, we've had a couple of sleep doctors, I mean doctors, MDs, that
mm-hmm.
specialize in sleep and sleep apnea on the show. And that is one of the things they say, that lack of sleep and lack of deep sleep, REM sleep,
yep.
can help, is contributing to such things as obesity, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Also diabetes.
Yes.
Blood
pressure and cholesterol. Has it been associated with worsening blood pressure and your cholesterol?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that can go wrong from not getting enough.
And diabetes is a very big one. People don't realize, but Fox News recently showed a correlation between inconsistent sleep and type 2 diabetes.
Hmm.
And research at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston did a sleep experience with 21 healthy participants. And for 3 weeks, they received less than 6 hours of sleep per night, and they were required to sleep later and later each day. And after 3 weeks, their bodies were unable to effectively regulate the blood sugar, their levels.
Wow.
And they really found that if the experiment had continued longer, that the research believed they could improve, but they think that the participants would have had a higher risk of developing diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a correlation here.
One of the other things that is mentioned in this long, but this certainly seems to be a very all-inclusive list. We've talked about the total darkness. We've talked about the melatonin and the breathing. You've mentioned yoga. What kind of effect can yoga play in sleep?
Well, I hope there's a lot of listeners that are practicing yoga and exercising. Just exercise in general is one of the main things for just making you feel good. And of course, when we exercise, it just helps with all of our body, the way we look and we feel. And I think yoga pretty much ties into the breathing. I believe there was a recent Harvard Medical School researcher that found that 30 to 40 minutes of yoga each day significantly improves symptoms for those that are suffering from chronic insomnia. And I believe the research was tied into that the movement and the breathing and the mindfulness of yoga help people sleep better. And I think what we're talking about is breathing, the body's way of how to relax. Although yoga is not a relaxing exercise, it's very, very strenuous and difficult. But I think the mindfulness of tuning into your body versus your mind, most people don't realize that the National Sleep Foundation estimates that only a quarter of Americans get 8 hours of sleep. And this is the time when our skin and our body really get a reprieve from the trauma of the day. And I think yoga pretty much ties into trying to help us tune in to being more aware and mindful of what's going on inside our bodies versus what's going on inside our head, the clutter of the daily have-to, money, stress, all of the things that happen on. When you lie down, it's kind of like this is the time your mind gets to review. And that's definitely not a good thing for trying to fall asleep.
Well, I am probably one of the world's worst offenders on setting myself up to sleep. I mean, it's most likely or more likely going to be that my initial sleep, at least, is going to be in my lazy boy in front of the television set.
Mm.
And
the worst.
I know. But you know what? It's just so hard to break that habit.
It's not easy. I mean, some of the things that they say about what are common bad habits that might be keeping you up at night, and watching TV before bed is one of them.
Well, you know, especially with some of the stuff that's on TV now, it can get you so riled up. You want to. It's a fight or fight mechanism that's coming.
Well, I think that watching TV, it actually relaxes me too. So, I mean, I'm a beauty sleep expert, and I often just watch TV. It relaxes me because, for me, it helps me just turn off my mind and focus what's on the TV.
Yeah.
But what the proof has shown and research has shown is that often these TV shows stimulate your brain, which is the opposite of what you want your mind to be doing before you're nodding off to dreamland. So, that's, you know, what they say, but it does help me fall asleep too. So,
well, yeah, it's a release potion. If nothing else. Sounds like you got some friends.
Hold on 1 second.
We're talking with Patty Coleman, sleep expert, and all about her.
My bodyguards.
Your bodyguards, yes.
My ferocious golden retriever and little Shiba Inu.
Oh, there you go. Let's
And speaking of dogs,
yes.
One thing they say is do not have pets sleep on your bed. So I know a lot of people aren't going to like me, but listen, I am the most dog-loving person you'll ever know, but I do not have my dog sleep on my bed.
If you gave this household, and this household meaning Deborah and I got an 89-year-old mother that sleeps in some of her own quarters attached to the house.
Wow, that's so wonderful.
In the back, but I mean, she's
89,
yes. She goes
That's
to bed.
Fabulous.
She goes to bed at 10 o'clock every night, just almost like clockwork. She wakes.
Yes.
That's
what they say, go to bed at a regular time.
She wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning, just like clockwork. Now, she can wake up and she said, well, I didn't sleep well last night. You know, whatever the case might be. But she's in there, and whether or not she's laying there with her eyes open or not, I don't know because I don't go look. But she's in there for a good solid 8 hours in that bed. That I know that for a fact.
And that's one of the most important things that they say is try and get a sleep routine. Whatever your body rhythm is, if your wonderful 89-year-old grandmother says hers is 10 to 6, that's fantastic. If you work late and yours is 2 to 8, 2 a.m. to 8, whatever it is, try and be consistent with it.
Sure.
Don't beat yourself up if you know you're not the person that's going to go to bed at 10 if you get home from work at 9. Just find out what works best for you and try and stick with that.
Well, as I was starting to say that, if you were to apply some kind of a sleep quotient test to this household, meaning Deborah and myself, we would be all over the map. We would, I mean, the bells and whistles would go off and the buzzers and everything, and they'd come to take us away because we do not fit any of the good profiles for sleep. And
well, most people don't.
It's amazing.
You're the norm, actually. That's why sleep, the topic of sleep has become so important because people just, it's hard. It's not easy to shut off your mind. It's not easy to be consistent. It's not easy to sit in bed and start breathing and relax. Those things are not—they're really not what comes naturally to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like, well, I have to come back from vacation so I can relax. Well, I have to get out of the bedroom so I can sleep.
I've had many of those vacations. Yeah,
exactly.
Definitely.
Let's talk a little bit about this this other list you have that we'll go through that. But before we get to that, I've got a couple of announcements that we play right about this time. So let me do that, and we'll come right back to
our
conversation with Patty Coleman.
Boomer the Babe are the publishers of Boomer Series books. Our authors have their own shows on the Boomer the Babe Network. We encourage you to listen. Ron Naraki, author of the forthcoming book, The 10 Commandments of Investing, is the host of Wealth DNA, a financial show about real estate investment. Learn how to build and manage your portfolio. Ron hosts the show, and he always has good information to pass along, as do his guests. Listen to Wealth DNA on the second and fourth Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Arizona time. Tom Liggering's another Boomer Series author. His book, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours, is the basis of the show he does with his broadcast partner, Dr. Terry Munther. Listen to Success or Failure with Tom and Terry on the fourth Wednesday of every month at 9 a.m. Arizona time. Learn how you can maximize your performance in business and in life. The methods you employ can either help or hinder. The choice is yours. The Boomer and the Babe are proud to be affiliated with Valley View Community Food Bank, where the food is always free. Valley View is now serving Phoenix from their new 36,000 square foot location at West Peoria and 107th Avenue in Sun City, Arizona. The new location houses the food bank, Feeding Arizona, and the Valley View thrift store. Feeding Arizona delivers food to other food banks and food pantries that are in need. If you're looking for a 501c3 to support, go to valleyviewcommunityfoodbank.com. All donations are welcome, be it food, money, or volunteer hours. No donation is too small. Get a hold of Jesse Ramirez, founder and director, and say, "I want to help." Valley View Community Food Bank, where the food is always free.
And we're back. We're speaking with Patty Coleman, who is the president of About Faces and beauty sleep expert, and we're discussing, of all things, if you would imagine, sleep. and some of the things that she's written in her blogs, I've got some copies of them here. We're going to go through some of them. We've already been discussing quite a few other items on one of her previous blogs, and we had touched on this. Let's talk about watching TV before bed. How does that hinder sleep?
Well, we just discussed it briefly about how we were saying that you fall asleep in your recliner and I watch TV before bed. But the National Sleep Foundation doesn't recommend it. They believe that sleeping usually stimulates the brain, which is the opposite, of course, of what we want to do. But that's just the general on the no list. You know, some of the no's are watching TV before bed, checking the time to see how much longer you have before your alarm clock goes off, talking on the phone. We are attached to our phones, and a recent study found that those who spoke on the phone for a prolonged period of time before going to bed took longer to reach a deep sleep, which is the most important kind of sleep where you get the most rest and the best DEM sleep. But so they're saying that, you know, don't talk on the phone. You know, basically they just don't want, you know, they recommend anything that talks about stimulation, leaving the lights on. These are things we can change. We don't have to have the lights on. We can adjust the temperature of the room, not talk on the phone, check the time. One of the interesting ones, and I've had people ask me this about drinking and before sleep, and that we always think that, you know, a glass of wine or two will help us fall asleep, and I definitely love my glass of wine, but it's important not to drink alcohol and, of course, caffeine if you can, within 3 to 4 hours before you go to sleep, because the alcohol helps you. It does help you go to sleep quicker if you have a couple glasses of wine and you go to sleep quickly after that wine or any type of drink. But when the alcohol eventually leaves your bloodstream, you become more alert, and that's because it has sugar. And it helps. What happens is once the sugar kicks in, it wakes you up in the middle of the night. So just try and not have something too close to bedtime. And, of course, if you're caffeine sensitive, that needs to be taken in consideration as well.
I just learned an interesting thing about wine, and that is that you should open the bottle and let it breathe.
Hmm.
And if it doesn't seem to be breathing, give it mouth to mouth.
Oh, so, my goodness. So that's cute.
I thought maybe that would be of interest to the wine drinkers or the people that like to have an adult beverage.
I was going to get ready to write down some important notes and pass them on to my wine connoisseur friends.
Well, there it is. Your wine connoisseur friends may still enjoy that one as well. Who knows?
That's cute.
Sleeping on your stomach or on your side, what effect does that have with regard to good sleep or not good sleep?
Well, this is one of the reasons that I did, I'll talk later more about the physical effects that sleeping on your stomach does as far as wrinkles and pressing the pillow into your face and aging. But it has been recommended to sleep on your back, not on your side. And they just talk about how sleeping on your back helps with your breathing. It's just the healthier way to sleep. And when you sleep on your side, you're pressing your face, your eyes, your nose into the pillow, and it's just not recommended as the best way to sleep. It is recommended to try and sleep on your back, and that's another reason why I invented the pillow, because I am a serious side sleeper, and I wanted to find ways that I could help learn to sleep on my back, and that's what the pillow, the creation of the pillow, helps you do.
The pillow, what is it? Let's talk a little bit about it, I guess in more technical terms. Is it shaped in such a way that it's more comfortable when it's at the back of your head than on the side?
Yes, well, I invented the pillow for various reasons, but most importantly, it is a wrinkle prevention pillow, and it's the only memory foam wrinkle prevention pillow. There are a few other pillows, but the wrinkle prevention pillow is the one that I invented and created, and this is a patented pillow. And yes, it does make sleeping on your back more natural and comfortable, because, as I said, I am a side sleeper. I'll go straight to my side and my stomach, which is the worst ways to sleep. And so I designed the pillow with a contoured center, which really cradles and supports your head and neck. It's made with memory foam, and those of you that are memory foam lovers, pillow lovers, will know. And if you haven't tried a memory foam pillow, it is just, it's like sleeping on a cloud. I was in Sharper Image. My pillow was sold in Sharper Image, and the description they gave was like my pillow was like sleeping on a cloud, which is a beautiful description. Because it does cradle and support your head. And I think the problem is when you sleep on a pillow, a regular pillow, it's just not as comfortable. And my pillow has this contour that allows you to get in bed and sleep so comfortably on your back. But the anti-aging aspect of the pillow is when you do turn on your side or your stomach, the contour, it has a different type of patented design, which is basically to describe it on radio, it's like a C. So picture there's a C shape that surrounds the top of your head, goes behind your ear and supports your chin. And this elevates you and holds you so that your face doesn't smash into the pillow.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah, so that's how it's designed. The contour allows you to start off sleeping on your back, but it protects you when you turn over on your side or stomach. And when you do turn over, your head will be cradled and supported, so your face never touches the pillow. Also, the pillow has a slight elevation, and that elevation has been proven to prevent eye puffiness. Many people don't realize, and we all hate those puffy eyes we get when we wake up in the morning. And some of that's hereditary and just natural process of aging. But a lot of what that is that the skin underneath our eyes is the thinnest skin on our face. So when we do lie flat, completely flat, fluids that build up just naturally when we sleep tend to pool in that area because it's so thin. So if you sleep with your head slightly elevated, which the wrinkle prevention pillow allows you to do, you'll see a big benefit of that eye puffiness because the fluid won't pool. You'll have the elevation to help it go through your body without landing underneath your eyes.
Oh, I'll be darned. So that explains why when I fall asleep in my Lazy Boy, I never have puffy eyes. My ankles are real big.
Yeah, but that's a big reason. I was really surprised to find that out. Those are some of the reasons that, again, I invented the pillow. I mean, eye puffiness, chest wrinkles are another one. I get asked a lot about chest wrinkles. These are female concerns, the women demographic, but no one wants to have eye puffiness and no one wants to have wrinkles. So the pillow is great for men and women. And it also just allows you to have the greatest night's sleep. But yes, so that is an aspect of sleeping that the pillow helps you learn to sleep on your back, which is the recommended way to sleep.
So many people, and I know I'm one, we get into bed and sometimes when you get to tossing and turning, whatever you're going to do, and you start wrestling with your pillow, you roll it up, do this, you do that with it, it's the old thing that they say on ESPN that he says cool is the other side of the pillow. And you flip the pillow over to find some coolness and stuff. Does your pillow promote temperature steadiness, for lack of a better word?
It doesn't control temperature steadiness. I wouldn't say that. And some people are afraid that memory foam's gotten a bad rap, that it that it heats up and makes you hot, and I don't find that true with the memory foam that I use. I use a very high-quality memory foam, and my pillow has a satin pillowcase. So actually, maybe it does help you keep a little cooler because of the satin. Mm-hmm. Satin's cool, and it's cooling to your body. But the contour design of the pillow does help with some tossing and turning. I have so many testimonials, I can't even put them up on my website. I don't have time to upload them, that have said they get the best night's sleep on my pillow. And I do have an instructional video on my website that shows how the pillow does help with tossing and turning. I really believe it does. I didn't design it necessarily for that, but the testimonials that I've received have been numerous accounts that they got the best night's sleep they ever got sleeping on the pillow.
Let's talk a little bit more, let's talk about, period, I guess, not a little bit more, about the business aspect of what you do. Now, you've developed this pillow. You've invented this pillow. Where do people find this pillow? What went in? How long did it take you to design it? What kind of research did you do? Just give us some of the background of how you put this whole project together.
Absolutely. It's been a wonderful journey. I've enjoyed, I'd say, most of the journey. Some of it's been extremely challenging, but as I said in the beginning of the interview, I was told this is probably about two and a half years ago that about sleeping on your face, and I did some extensive research and met with professionals in the skincare industry, people that were anywhere, and they also did the testing on my pillow once I got a prototype. But these were surgeons and dermatologists and sleep experts, acupuncturists, you know, people that were in the industry that I really relied on chiropractors and found out about sleeping. And so what I did, I just went about doing some research and began to design this pillow with the intent of creating something that would be extremely comfortable, would be made with memory foam, would help people learn to sleep on their back, would prevent eye puffiness, etc. And I live in Los Angeles, California, and I started downtown looking for manufacturers, and it was just a step-by-step process, and found a foam company and have been through different vendors for that. I think the biggest obstacle I have found is to find a reliable sources. I didn't have any experience in manufacturing, so finding these resources was challenging, and now I've grown very rapidly, so I've increased my business tremendously, so looking for someone that can produce vast, large quantities quickly is where I'm at now looking. That's the good news. As far as where people can, so that I think the biggest obstacle has been manufacturing for me, and having it be, I'm a perfectionist, so having the pillow be, it's currently being hand-sewn, and so that it's perfect, but I've outgrown that, so I'm in the stretch right now of looking for manufacturing that can be done on large scale. The pillow is sold wonderfully. The best place that you can find it is on my website, which is my shameless plug of www.wrinklepreventionpillow.com. And there you'll find the video and the eye mask that I discussed, as well as an instructional video. I've also been in quite a few catalogs, Soft Surroundings, which is a beautiful catalog, Sharper Image, a fantastic catalog. Currently we'll be in Time to Spa, which is owned by Steiner Management. They're a very professional and wonderful catalog. I'm also currently in Time for Me. That's timeforme.com. That's a catalog that has a wide variety of products promoting beauty and health and taking care of ourselves. And I'm in negotiation with quite a few other catalogs as we speak. And I'm in quite a few retail stores here in Los Angeles and sold in quite a few well-known high-end surgical plastic surgeons that promote the pillow and recommend the pillow for those that are looking for overall sleep and beauty health and promote, you know, looking younger, feeling good.
Well, certainly if people pay thousands and thousands of dollars to have some facial work done, why the heck wouldn't they want to protect it?
And, you know, exactly, the pillow retails for $99, and if you're a person that's into natural health and you don't believe in any type of cosmetic surgery or procedure, you know, $99 for something that lasts 6 years, 7 years, 8 years is definitely worth your money as well if you're spending tremendous amounts of money on plastic surgery, cosmetic upgrades on your face. You know, $99 is really nothing compared to the products that we purchase on a monthly basis, quite a few people.
Sure. Now, is that the price on your website? Is $99?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so that, and of course, you can't control the retail prices, but I mean, they may be less than that or more than that or whatever.
No, I control the retail price. The retail price is pretty standardly $99.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm also on Amazon.com too, but I recommend people just purchase. They're interested in taking a look, just purchase it through my website. But because I don't like it, you know, most of the contracts I sign, it is pretty much a $99. It wouldn't be fair for one person to get it at a different price, unless sometimes I offer special offers. I'm going to be attending a show called Be Well, which is going to be wonderful in Los Angeles, California. All kinds of natural health and many industry professionals and skincare experts, weight experts, people in many health and wellness fields will be there, and I'll offer a show discount. So that's when I do discount it, but it's usually me who offers the discount.
Right, right. Now, are you the chief cook and bottle washer? I mean, do you do it all? Do you have a team? Do you have many employees? Do you farm out the work? How does it get?
Well, currently I'm definitely the chief and president. I have a wonderful publicist, Amy Levy PR, and her team has been wonderful in helping me get the word out about the pillow, and they work diligently to educate and find as many people that want to spread the word about this wonderful pillow. Her and her team, Crystal, and the people that work for her are fantastic. And I have someone else that I'm in contract with right now that will be helping me do different works. But otherwise, it's me. I have a shipping department that does the shipping for me. And the gentleman that helps me with the production, he helps me do a lot of the getting the pillows out and shipping and warehousing, things like that. But as far as the day-to-day running of the business, that's me with many hats.
I have this vision of you with a needle and thread sewing somewhere.
No. I can't even sew a button on. I think I tried to iron a shirt once, and my husband said, forget it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that's what makes this so exciting is that, and, you know, one thing, I was interviewed for Mom Entrepreneur, and this is a completely different segment that I'm addressing. But on the topic of entrepreneurship, which is really what I am, I was interviewed how, where, when, you know, what did you do, things like this. And what I really want to say to people is I had no expertise. People tend to say, well, I have this idea. Like people say, well, how did you get this done? Because I had no experience. I had a tremendous amount of experience in beauty and skincare, and that's my passion. And I do have quite a lot of experience in sleep. So I'm been certified by Santa Monica College. I took a class in that, and Harvard Medical School has an online class. So I'm an expert there. I have degrees in those things that I've taken. So when I say I'm a beauty sleep expert, I have credentials in the fields of beauty and the fields of sleep. That I feel that I have the right to say I'm an expert in those fields.
Sure.
And my credentials back me up in those fields and my education and years of research. But as far as manufacturing, I'm not. So.
Well, it's interesting because there are so many people that we talk to in our business. I mean, people like yourself who have started something, or people that are in transition from where they were before, especially in the boomer cohort, that maybe they've been laid off, they've been had a reduction in force. I mean, any number of reasons and possibilities why they have become an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked the question, and there is one person that gave me an answer. He says, you know, I don't know. Yesterday I couldn't even spell entrepreneur, and now I are one. And it's really very, very true. I mean, it becomes, for some people, it's a situation of survival.
Yes.
Other people, it's a situation of passion and drive that propels you on. Other people just start something that they're tinkering with, and all of a sudden there's people all over, and friends and neighbors associates and all kinds of people, and they'll say, oh, market it, market it, market it, market it, and before you know it, it starts.
Absolutely, and I think it's important to look for niches in industries where there isn't something. So, for instance, the wrinkle prevention pillow is the only memory foam pillow that prevents sleep lines and wrinkles, chest wrinkles, eye puffiness, etc. And so I know there's a niche and a demographic, and a very big demographic, for the wrinkle prevention pillow, and that's what will lead to its huge success. So
well,
I think it's important to find something that, you know, if you can, that has a opening that you see you can fill.
I absolutely agree with what you say, and I also believe that the pillow itself is a very, very interesting possibly a very popular product amongst the baby boomer cohort. Baby boomers are always looking at health. They're always looking at things they can do to enjoy their life longer and so on and so forth. That's a big thing in the baby boomer cohort. That's why we do so many health shows on Arizona Boomer Radio and on our other show, the Boomer the Babe Show. We are all over health. We've had doctors from all parts of the country talking about all kinds of things, and any number of people that are talking about just good nutrition and so on and so forth, and like yourself as a sleep expert, boomers are interested in this stuff because they know they're going to be living longer. They may complain about outliving their money, but they say, I mean, I'm 65 years old. I want to get 25 or 30 more years out of this thing if I possibly can. I want to see my granddaughters get married, you know.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And I don't have a chance of doing that unless I try to stay healthier and try to keep myself in somewhat better condition, frankly, than I am right now.
Absolutely. I mean, and there's so much research and knowledge and so many wonderful educators that work tirelessly to help us learn. I'm constantly learning. I watched a video the other day about I'm thin and I exercise a lot, so weight isn't an issue for me, but, you know, about what foods speed up your metabolism and things we eat that make us feel, have more energy and feel better. And, you know, my brand is all about feeling better. It's not just a superficial brand about aging. It's really, as you can see from my blog, which shameless plug is beautysleepblog.com. There's a portion about it about skin and external beauty, but really it's about we want to feel and look more refreshed, and sleep is one of the best ways to do that. And so, like you, I appreciate the numerous people. I mean, look at the popularity of Dr. Oz.
Right, right.
I mean, he is the expert, so.
Well, it's one thing.
One of them.
Yeah, yes, indeed. It's one thing to look at somebody and it's that old Billy Crystal thing, better to look good than to feel good. But it's interesting that if you don't have it going on inside from proper rest and nutrition and everything, there is only so much you can do to the outside, to the package, to make the package look good, because no matter what you try, it's just going to flop.
Absolutely, and that's emotionally, spiritually, physically.
Exactly.
You have to be as all levels on the inside, and you know, I talk a lot about hydration on my blogs because hydration is so important for your skin. But you know, just the research about how much drinking water can affect you, and you know, I think I'd rather feel better than look better. I mean, my goal is to do both.
Right.
But if I had an option to feel better or look better, I would take feeling better over looking better.
If one of them had to go, and you were going to have, and you got the right to choose, let's talk about feeling better.
Oh yeah, I would because it's like money. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't feel well,
yeah,
if you don't feel good, it's not worth anything. You know.
What good is it? Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, Patty, we're coming down here to the end of the show. I want to give you that opportunity one more time. I know we've been talking about it off and on as we've been going along, but give us all your shameless promotion, self-promotion information, and we'll kind of wrap it up with that.
Well, I so appreciate it. This has been such such an honor to speak on your show. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope that the listeners have gotten some information that they may not have had in regards to sleep and beauty and taking care of yourself. And for more information on the wrinkle prevention pillow and my eye mask and just information on those topics we discussed, my website is www.wrinklepreventionpillow.com. And my blog is www.beautysleepblog.com. And if you'd like to email me questions about beauty and sleep, I can be reached at Patty, that's P-A-T-T-Y, at wrinklepreventionpillow.com.
Very good.
Yeah, this has been fantastic.
I've enjoyed it myself. I'm glad you got in okay. I know there was a bit of a hang-up getting in, but we're glad that you made it, and you made it right on time.
Perfect, and my motto is sleep tight, we'll make you beautiful tonight.
Oh, love it. Sleep tight, we'll make you beautiful tonight. That's very, very good. That's a good thing to end on. Well, Patty Coleman, thank you very much for being with me today. I'm going to give you a call after I wrap up the show, if that's all right, if you're going to be available.
Terrific. Please do.
And I'll give you a call as soon as we wrap up. But for now, we'll say goodbye, and you and I will talk again real soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Okay, we have been talking to Patty Coleman, and Patty Coleman is a sleep and beauty expert, and she has the company About Face Products, and you can go to her website that she mentioned, or you could probably Google About Face Products on Patty Coleman, and you'll be able to see everything that she's involved in. We've got a couple of things that I'm going to bring to you out of the inbox today, so we're going to play that little jingle, and then we'll do some Boomer inbox announcements. It's time to open the Boomer's Inbox. We pass along tidbits of information that were sent to our inbox and we found interesting. Notes come to us from sources including customers, PR agents, and listeners. If you have something of general interest that you would like to have on air, send it to boomersinbox@gmail.com. That's boomersinbox@gmail.com. We'll try to get it on air based on time available. Boomersinbox@gmail.com. And in the Boomers Inbox today, we have some tips from TAP, Tips from Transitioning Adults Plus. Adaro from that organization sent along some things that might be of interest. 8 myths about reverse mortgages. Everyone talks about reverse mortgages, and the stories range from the greatest opportunity in the world to don't ever do this, you'll lose everything. The National Council on Aging has published 8 myths and clear explanations telling the facts about reverse mortgages. While they're not for everyone, the right family or individual may be the perfect tool to use. And that is, the source is National Council on Aging, and it was dated July 23rd. I'm sure if you Google 8 myths about reverse mortgages, or if you Google National Council on Aging, you'll be able to find that. The other thing that Adaro sent us is resources for vehicle modifications. Some chronic diseases and disabilities stop us from driving altogether, but many just require a change in the vehicle to maintain the mobility, your mobility. If loss of mobility is new to you, and some have, find out what the possibilities are and what you can plan to change that return your mobility. If your mobility isn't limited, don't let that stop you from checking out the resources and ideas on the Assertive Technology Tools for Life site. That's Assertive Technology Tools for Life. And that is through the AT Network. Again, if you Google AT Network, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. And that post with them was dated July 31st, 2012. And the last one that I have on the inbox is a little fun thing here from the city of Yuma, Arizona. It is unbelievable, as they say, the town that promised free food on cloudy days serves not a nibble. Yuma makes 365 consecutive days of sunshine. Yuma, Arizona, says that it's a wrap, and it's not the kind you eat. Arizona City celebrated the state's 100th birthday by promising free food every day the sun didn't shine. Well, the anniversary of the 100 years is over, and they ended its year-long promotion without giving away so much as a taco. That's not because they're tight, but rather an amazingly but they're just amazingly bright. Yuma saw the sun each day and every day from August 1, 2011 through yesterday, or actually now 2 days ago, July 31, 2012. That makes the final score for the promotion Sunshine 365, Gloom 0. So with that, we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another great guest, an author, and I'm sure you'll enjoy that conversation we're going to have tomorrow with our guest. I'll just kind of tease it with that. So have a great day, everybody, and we will talk to you again real soon.
You've been listening to Arizona Boomer Radio with Pete Peters and Deborah Brown. Arizona Boomer Radio is produced by the Boomer and the Babe Incorporated and can be heard Monday through Friday. You can sign up for their online magazine at boomerandthebabe.com. To reach the Boomer and the Babe, email host@boomerandthebabe.com or friend them on facebook.com/boomerandbabe. And on Blog Talk, you can friend them at blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe. Follow their tweets at twitter.com/boomerandbabe. Be sure to make the second half of your life the best half of your life. And remember, at 50, you're just getting started.